Hey guys, welcome to the TechPoint Africa podcast. My name is Muiwa.
My name is Heritage.
And I'm Emmanuel.
So let's welcome Heritage. Oh, this is your second time on the podcast, yeah?
But like first time here. Yeah.
First time on this new format. Oh, yeah, welcome.
So it's a partial newbie.
So Emmanuel is feeling like a old time man right now.
Yeah, just 1 week.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get straight to all the important news this week. So it's still on the Okada ban. I mean, last week we talked about the Okada ban, the ban of commercial motorcycles and tricycles on the major highways in Lagos.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot going on around that.
Yeah, there are a lot of protests and reactions from different parts of Lagos State.
It's been crazy. Yeah. And then one of the... We're starting to see after effects, sort of.
Yeah.
And one of them is Gokada, one of the major ride-hailing platforms that run in Lagos. Let go of about 70% of their workforce.
70-80% of their workforce.
Wow, that's massive. Stuff. That's massive.
I mean, Heritage, you know a lot about that. But what happened exactly?
Okay, so we got this information from a source. We wrote close to the matter. And so the source was saying after Gokada raised $3 million.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they went for the hiatus. They went
for 2 weeks. Yeah,
2 weeks hiatus in August. So when they got back, they got about 2,000 bikes.
Yeah, those their new bikes were really powerful. Yeah. Like they looked
looking
like power
sturdy,
bikes.
Yeah,
which one cost about $1,500, and that was even without other cost and all
like
that.
Like the helmets, Bluetooth helmets, and all that.
So it's like crazy. That's like $3 million without factoring other costs. Mm. So they might have spent all the money, like the source said. But Fahim said they still had money in the bank.
Fahim, the founder.
Yeah, Fahim, the founder.
Says they still have money.
They still have money in the bank, and they want to pivot into deliveries. And another source says that they're going to start doing boats.
Boats. I mean, they already launched like G-Boat or something like that.
But we've not really seen
anything.
We've not seen anything.
So, I mean, there's a lot of opinion around that. Like, oh, what really happened? Was there some sort of mismanagement?
Mm.
Why did they let go so many of the staff?
And he said they let go of some during the hiatus, not even now.
Yeah. I mean, so one of the people, I don't know about the timeline, but one of the people that we know that left was Kayode.
Adegbala.
Adegbola. Who was their head of policy for them.
Yeah.
We actually did a story where he gave his
opinions,
his expert opinion on what is going on with this whole ban.
Yeah, yeah.
So they lost quite a lot of, and even former Jobberman's
DC.
Jobberman co-founder that became co-CEO too, apparently has left.
Fahim didn't deny that. So
he did deny that. It's not up to a few months ago that he joined. Was it not in May last year?
Yeah, it was May. So he left last month.
That's crazy. So
a
lot is going on there.
What's it like losing so many crucial assets? I would call them crucial.
Don't forget the Opecalypse too. They lost a lot of their executives to OP too.
They probably hire people, I don't know.
So it's been crazy. I mean, some people are saying, okay, maybe this doesn't have much to do, like your source was saying that it doesn't really have much to do initially with the Okada ban.
Yeah,
that there's a lot of things that was already going on.
So this
and
Okada
then they just
ban.
Jumped on the ban to like finalize the process. Anyway, it's so confusing. But
yeah, really confusing.
We'll keep following up on what's going on. But I mean, there's still the fact that a lot of Lagosians are really going through a lot. Having to trek.
Yeah, old trekking.
Traffic and everything. It's been crazy.
Old horse and all that.
Yeah, we've been seeing pictures of old horse, but
that's a joke. Yeah, but I saw horses, like a lot of horses.
Yeah, but the Lagos State Government released a disclaimer that those horses are from Lagos Polo Tournament or something.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, social
and they
media.
They didn't come out since. It's now they're coming out. It
may just be a coincidence. Who knows? I mean, and still talking about, this just reminds me, still talking about Jobberman co-founder who became co-CEO of Gokada and left.
Yeah.
Another Jobberman co-founder has joined another
indeed.
Company.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed, the global US-based job search engine.
Yeah. Like Jobberman, yeah.
Yeah, they actually visited Nigeria recently.
So he's the product manager now for
Yeah,
them.
Yeah, for indeed.
Wow.
So, you know, with his experience at Jobberman, although he has left Jobberman like almost 2 years now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
after Jobberman was acquired.
Yeah, by this.
Jobberman was acquired by Ringier Media.
Okay, yeah. Ringier. Oh,
yeah,
right.
And then the co-founders stayed on us and they left. Eventually, they left. So, interesting stuff. Well, I'll say congrats to him, I guess. Those are in line, but I just thought to mention that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go out of. we're still in Nigeria kind of, but let's zoom out to Africa a bit. Okay. This whole thing with cyber squatting. So, I mean, was it last week or so that someone reached out to us? I think Emmanuel can explain. The person reached out.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, I think. Yeah, and he reached out that, something weird is happening to the internet in Nigeria. And he's saying someone has registered the website of different state governments in Nigeria and even other states in Africa. And we got a little bit excited with this.
So like Ogun.com, Lagos.com, Zamfara.com. Yeah.
And Rivers.
And some Tanzanian.
Tanzania. Dodoma, the capital of Tanzania. Yeah. Was also there, then drucongo.com. And we just decided, let's take a look at this. This might be interesting. He said it's a Russian. Yeah, he said he traced the perpetrator of this act, the person who registered this website, to a Russian.
And he's trying to sell them, right?
Yeah, and he's trying to sell them. A Russian called Jakob, and he's staying in Cameroon, in the caves of Cameroon. And we decided to do a little investigation on our own, and we discovered that there was no Russian. It's the guy that sent us the tip.
The same guy that sent us.
Are you kidding me? The same guy.
So was he trying to scam us or something?
Yeah, I don't know what he hoped to achieve. Okay, so what is even confusing is most state governments, if you don't know already, use .gov.ng.
Yeah.
If you are looking at Lagos State, it's lagos.gov.ng, yeah. Riverstate.gov.ng. So buying .com domains seemed a little bit strange, but I guess he was trying to trap in unsuspecting users because .com is most popular domain name.
Yeah.
Everything.com, whatever .com. And
what I wonder about is there, so I mean, for example, if someone went and registered lagos.gov.ng or dodoma.go.tz, that's their country level domain in Tanzania, or .gov.ke in Kenya or whatever, the governing body can take it off you. But this is .com, which is almost like it belongs to the globe.
Yeah.
What is the legal...
Within the .gov, it's within the country, but outside the country, there's an organization called ICANN and WIPO, World Intellectual Property Organization. Any dispute you have with a .com domain can be taken to WIPO for the resolution. So like when Konga and Jumia had a little issue a few years back, I think Jumia registered
all of Konga's domains in different countries.
The dispute had to be resolved by WIPO. I think I even linked a document there.
Okay.
So you can see how the whole process went.
So I wonder what it is for, whether the Nigerian state government should be concerned and whether they should reach out. I mean, maybe they should contest it. I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think? You could read the story and learn more about what's going on.
Yeah, that's
true. Let's go away from some of the depressing stuff and talk about some interesting stuff. So one of the most interesting things that happened this week, Farm Crowdy, the Nigerian agri-tech startup, announced that they acquired Best Foods.
Best Foods.
Yeah. Yeah, Heritage, tell us a bit about that.
So Best Foods are like, they run livestock businesses, right? And they've been in operation for about 16 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 16 good
in
years.
In Nigeria, right?
Yeah,
in Lagos.
Lagos.
Okay.
Majorly in Lagos. So they have meat farms and all that. So yeah, Farm Crowdy started in 2016.
Yeah.
So and they have up to like $2 million in total funding.
The funding.
So for them to buy Best Foods that has been in business for about 16 years, that's mind-blowing if you ask
me. Yeah, but we don't know the amount.
We don't know, it's just undisclosed amount. But it's something, okay, so when we spoke to Farm Crowdy, so they have this certificate from the Lagos State Government that allows them to process or sell good meat, quality meat.
Meat processing, yeah.
Yeah. So buying Best Food was so that they could sell meat at scale because they didn't have the equipment to do that and all that.
Okay.
So buying Best Foods now will help them to sell meat at scale, quality meat, because when they raised funding last year, they said they wanted to improve food quality, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Lagos and in Nigeria. So this is like one of the ways that they're going to do that.
Yeah, so, I think that's interesting for they start up to, they play in the agricultural space and they're like putting their money where their mouth is. So like they are being serious about this.
Yeah,
and then I heard they will start having hubs.
Yeah, in the second quarter of 2020.
So we can start expecting very healthy meats.
Yeah.
But they'll have the likes of ShopRite, Spar to compete against, because that's where I buy my own meat. And those guys.
Okay, so would they be selling meat at large quantities? Like
we should be expecting that.
Interesting.
Well, that's interesting news. That's really interesting news. I mean, there's still interesting news for startups. Like, you're talking about funding, Telkom.
Yeah.
They got an additional $31 million.
Yeah, to the
By the way, Telkom is the UK-based VC.
VC fund, yeah.
The VC fund that is so Africa-focused.
Yeah. So, Obabola Johnson. Obabola
Johnson, yeah. Former Minister of Communication in Nigeria.
He's one of their senior partners there.
Yeah.
So, they've invested in a couple of startups since 2017.
Yeah.
Andela,
Terragon,
Kobo, Terragon, Twiga Foods. So, about four Nigerian startups then. Five Nigerian startups.
And a Kenyan.
And a Kenyan startup.
Yeah.
So they're looking to invest in six more startups from now till 18 months time.
Yeah.
So they invest in six more startups and also invest in the ones in their portfolio.
So they have $71 million now, right?
71,
to invest in African startups. That's good news for African startups.
If you have what it takes, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so I feel like we're going back and forth from good news to bad news. Now we're back to bad news.
Oh.
Telcos in Nigeria, the way they're just... everything just... First of all, they were fined by the NCC.
Yeah, that was
all three of them, right? What exactly happened to
Why are you always being fined?
I don't know.
Okay, so at Nine Mobile, formerly Etisalat, I keep calling them Etisalat, I'm sorry. So Nine Mobile was fined for violating DND DND regulations. And I think in August, they were still fined for doing that same, committing that same violation. And I don't understand. They were fined in August and they have been fined again. Just a few months later, I think that was in September. In August, they were fined in March. They released the report in March, in August, and by September they were also fined again. And it's okay. Etisalat, Nine Mobile, Glo, and Airtel. Airtel was the biggest. They got the biggest hit from the fines.
Only, what's the total amount of the fine?
Yeah, altogether, the telcos Airtel, Glo, and Nine Mobile were fined $2.7 billion, and the whole of 2019.
So how much is that dollars in dollars? Or?
Is it in dollars?
Okay, just it's naira. That.
It's naira. Oh, okay.
How much is that in dollars?
About $8.6 million.
That's a lot.
It's like, small for them now.
It's small for them. Are you sure?
For telcos,
are you sure?
After all the fines they've been paying, but like, I don't understand. Why do they keep?
Wait.
Anyway, and then now they have to contend with the way users, subscribers are now complaining. So apparently, because of the increase in VAT in Nigeria, from 5% to 7.5%, tariffs on calls, messages, and even data bundles are going to increase.
Wait, why is it affecting all these things?
Okay, so apparently, according to my discussion with Alton, the Association of Licensed Telecom Operators, he is saying they've been charging VAT since.
They've always been charging VAT, actually.
So, they've been
charging
VAT.
Like when you pay 100 naira for airtime, there's actually 5%. It's actually 97 naira, if I'm not mistaken, 98 or something, and then the VAT is what makes 100 naira. So there's always been VAT.
Yeah. So now, are they adding extra or is just they're just showing us that
they are
being transparent and letting us know that this thing is going to increase because of VAT. And then Nigerians are just reacting like because Nigerians are like, what's going on? But then look at now, this telcos have to contend with paying fines.
Yeah,
for whatever is our fault?
No, it's not our fault.
They should pay fine.
And then now they have to also now the VAT thing is not your fault because this is government policy, so they have to enforce it.
So, but they're not the one feeling the brunt of this. We are the ones paying for it. Our core
rates, consumers. Yeah.
Yeah, the consumers. So
yeah, but is it the telcos you should direct that anger at? The government is. I mean, the VAT, the amount that the vatable amounts is paid back to the government. The telcos don't. I don't know.
Yeah.
So they are listening to.
Anyway. And then they also have, there's now the new directive by...
by the Minister of Communications and Digital Economy.
Please, Mr. Order.
Yeah.
So what's the new order this time?
So the new order is if you don't have your NIN, please, before December 2020, try and go and update.
That's National Identity. Nigerians Identity.
National Identity Number.
National Identification Number.
Yeah. I don't even know my own.
So even if you have registered your SIM,
you still have to go. And if you want to go and get a new SIM now, you have to provide.
So what happens if you don't do that before December?
You get blocked. You get locked out.
Wait, first, if I don't have it now and I want to register a SIM?
You can't.
Now.
If you don't have any,
So you must have registered with NIMC and... I think we've already written an article on how to check your NIN online. So
it doesn't work for everybody.
It doesn't work for everybody.
It doesn't work for Nine Mobile, for example. So
Interesting. Well,
is Nine Mobile a Nigerian listing? Nothing works with them.
Nothing works with them.
Interesting. Anyway, that's enough of telcos, like a lot of things.
Yeah, with telcos this week. The same registration.
Yeah, the same registration.
So three...
You can't have more than three lines now. Nigerians can't have more than three lines now. Going forward.
Or by December.
But why would you
going
want to
forward,
have three
like
lines?
Going forward from now.
Because they're going to, with your, that's the idea behind saying you should register with your national identity.
Yes.
So they can know.
Exactly.
What's the idea behind that? Is it to curb crime? Or?
Yeah, it's for security issues.
But the Nigerians are not doing that because they want to. I mean, if everybody... I'm sure everybody would not mind having only one SIM. If they were sure that network coverage would be good. But a lot of people are... Some people have one SIM for calling, one for data. One for when they're in their village. I mean...
Exactly. So, I think...
And that's three now.
I think we have more than four. We have four.
True. So right now I have all four. One is for...
Are you kidding
me? I have two that are for calls. But I have a Glow for data and I have an Airtel also for data.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an MTN for data and then there's 9 mobile for calls. So, but anyway, does this directive include like ISPs, like data only services like Smile?
It would be weird if it does.
We're not sure yet.
Then what happens when, like, for example, you're using like for, like I said, I have a SIM that is strictly for data,
mm-hmm.
but it's Glow, and I have one for MTN. Am I going to have to register that too?
Yes, you have to register.
Yeah,
this is a SIM that came with the modem.
I think you should.
Okay, the SIM, but you registered when you were buying the modem.
Glow gave me the modem. Yeah, so I don't know.
Wow.
It's just weird.
I hope this is not another order that we might not be sure how.
Exactly. We'll have to look into that. That's a question that we'll have to look into. I mean, for anyone listening, let's know what your thoughts are. Everything we've talked about today, please, we'd like to know what your thoughts are. And we're going to put links to them in the episode notes so that you can...
And tell us how many SIMs you have.
It might even affect me.
It's like the guy has been put me. I have like how many SIMs?
Of course.
Five SIMs. Yeah. Oh, God.
Don't forget. I'm sure some people have 10 SIMs. Anyway, there's some people that I know that I have... You call this number today, tomorrow...
I know, right? Like,
they don't seem to have one number.
Like, I didn't even know. I checked my dad's phone the other day and I saw my track record. I was saying Emmanuel NYC.
Yes, Emmanuel is the culprit.
Emmanuel
was like, I don't know.
I have like three numbers that will be bad with
me. I know, right?
Just now. Wow.
Crazy stuff. Anyway, so let's know. Are you like Emmanuel? Do you have so many SIMs? Are you a serial?
Sima.
Let us know. We'd like to hear your thoughts. You can tweet at us at techpoint.ng. That's techpoint.ng on Twitter. Use the hashtag TechPoint Africa podcast, and you can also email us at podcast@techpoint.africa. Don't forget that you can get this podcast anywhere you get podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud. Anywhere you get podcasts, we'd love to hear from you. And those of us that are listening on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to drop a review.
The reviews,
it helps a lot. Okay, so before we go, I think we should congratulate Food Locker.
Yeah,
Food Locker,
like. Those guys have been on, I don't know, man.
Yeah, for
like,
me,
Food Locker got into
Founders Factory Africa.
It's an accelerator program, right?
Yeah, it is.
So, I mean, it's so interesting to see. I mean, Food Locker is a Nigerian, they started as an online retail startup. Apparently, they're now like an agri-tech startup, right? And it's very interesting because I still remember, I think 2 years ago,
that was 2017, was it?
Yeah,
2017.
No, I think last year 2018. I still remember in 2018 when Femi Aiki, co-founder of Food Locker, was here at TechPoint Pitch Friday to pitch Food Locker.
Interesting. Wow.
Right? And not long after, some months after, he applied to pitch at Pitch Storm at TechPoint Build. And it was first runner-up. Food Locker was first runner-up. And now seeing them making it to...
Wow. So like last year, December, so they got accepted into UM6P. So that is a Moroccan accelerator. And they had access to about, I don't know, $200,000+ in funding and resources.
Yeah.
Now, like 2 months after, they have another one. It's crazy, actually.
Yeah, so, it's interesting to see their journey, man. Yeah. Like, congrats to Femi Aiki and his co-founder.
Jennifer.
Yeah. Congrats to them. Oh, by the way, I mentioned Pitch Friday. Pitch Friday is today. The same Pitch Friday that Femi pitched at.
It might just be another food locker.
Yeah, if you want to blow in just 2 years, just call.
Yeah, so, 2 years.
We host it in our office. So if you're in Lagos, our office, I think we'll put the address in the episode notes. Come by our office today by 5 p.m. West African time.
Yeah,
and come on. I mean, it's already too late to pitch today because startups have already. Mm. We usually have like 3 to 4 startups.
Yeah, 3 to 5. Thereabouts.
3 to 5 startups.
So just come and
be a member of the audience. Give your feedback and maybe next time you could pitch. Yeah, learn how they pitch and come on. You know, step on the same ground that Femi.
Yeah, food locker.
Step down, food locker. And so yeah, would like to see you today. Please, you are welcome. Please come. Drop by our office by 5 p.m. for Pitch Friday. Also, we still have our SME clinic.
Yeah.
Holding on the 29th of February.
Oh, there's SME clinic, cool guy.
Yeah. Okay. So, for those of us who don't know, SME clinic is our event targeted at SMEs. We want to help SMEs accelerate their business via technology. We're going to help people come and teach you how to
market your business, sell yourself and
exactly.
all that.
With the power of technology. It's very important. It's free, very free to register.
Very, very free.
Just go to smeclinic.techmo.africa. We'll put the link in the episode notes.
Okay.
Register, come and attend. It's in Lagos on the 29th of February at National Theatre, Igomu.
It's a Saturday, so you don't have any excuse. So,
just to clarify, because someone was asking, does your business have to be tech? Business?
No. This is particularly for people who are not even tech business.
Exactly.
So we're trying to show them how they can use tech too, because we're in that age where technology, if you're not using technology to power your business, you're just going to be left behind.
Show you the light.
So we're going to show you even people who are killing it with e-commerce via Instagram and WhatsApp and all of that.
I know, right?
We'd like to see you come. All right, so we'll catch you guys next week. Don't forget, this is the Tech Point Africa podcast, and my name is Muiwa.
It's your boy, yeah. It's Heritage.
And this is Emmanuel.
All right, catch you guys next week. Take care.
All right.